Stocks rose this morning on the hope of peace in Hong Kong. Why does that matter? We're a global economy. It's the Business News headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, the deficit is narrowed, but still the trade gap with China has gotten wider. OxyContin maker is getting ready for bankruptcy protection. A group proposes to kick over 3 million people off of food stamps. Those stories and more, and an interesting conversation about employee retention as our guest Ro Crosby shares some tips on how businesses can help make a difference in keeping valuable people on board. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful as always that you are hanging out with us again today. Well, Wall Street opened higher this morning as word came from Hong Kong that Carrie Lam has rescinded the proposal that citizens there would be sent to China to be tried for any crimes. Well, that proposal launched a months-long and intensifying protest from thousands of people fearing it was a first step in China completely taking over the governance of the city, which had been transitioned to the mainland several years ago under a promise of autonomy. Still, China watchers say that while this may have cooled tensions for now, the big picture issue remains between the two and will only intensify further in coming years as we approach the 2047 handover. Meanwhile, the trade deficit narrowed a bit in July, according to a new report out today from the Commerce Department. However, the trade gap, get this, the trade gap with China widened to a six-month high. The report said the deficit dropped by 2.7% to $54 billion as exports rebounded and imports actually fell. However, the politically sensitive goods trade deficit with China increased by over 9% as imports from that nation increased, while exports from the United States to the mainland decreased by over 3%. Exports to China are expected to decrease further due to the additional tariffs that nation placed on U.S. soybeans, beef, and on pork. Well, Reuters is reporting that OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma is preparing to seek bankruptcy protection before the end of the month if it does not reach a settlement with U.S. communities over widespread opioid litigation. All of this, according to three people familiar with the matter, after some states balked at the company's $10 to $12 billion offer in August to end their lawsuits as part of a negotiated Chapter 11 case. Late last week, Purdue lawyers had documents prepared for a Chapter 11 filing at a moment's notice. A federal judge who expects plaintiffs to update him on the settlement process this week wants 35 states' attorneys general on board with a deal which, according to the people familiar with the story, has not yet been reached. Purdue faces more than 2,000 lawsuits from cities, counties, and states alleging that it helped fuel the U.S. opioid epidemic. And by the way, Iowa, this spring, joined other states in a suit against Purdue. Well, this morning, Vox News reported on a move by a conservative group known as the Foundation for Government Accountability that hosted public officials from across the country at Walt Disney World's Swan and Dolphin Resort with the message to cut access to the food stamp program. According to the story, quote, guests heard presentations such as Stop the Scam, the Reality of Food Stamp Fraud, end quote. The FGA aimed to send decision makers back to their respective states with fresh information to restrict people to public assistance programs designed for low-income people, including Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as the Food Stamp Program. The association even provided roadmaps for achieving this goal in the form of model legislation, suggested words for laws and regulations that could serve as a template for like-minded policymakers. The FGA and its 501c4 nonprofit lobbying wing, which is called the Opportunity Solutions Project, they advocate for a variety of policy proposals, from reforming licensing requirements for workers set by state and local governments to instilling work requirements for Medicaid and blocking that program's expansion under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Well, now it looks like Huawei is accusing the U.S. government of cyber attacks to infiltrate its intranet and internal information systems, as well as unlawfully searching, detaining, and even arresting employees. We're not kidding about this. The Chinese tech giant, which made the allegations in a statement without providing proof, has played a central role in the escalating tariff war between the United States and China. Its charges follow a Wall Street Journal report that U.S. prosecutors are investigating alleged technology theft by Huawei, which, by the way, the firm denies. Speaking of technology, now it's the kids. YouTube has reached a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission stemming from allegations that it gathered data from viewers of child-directed channels without parental consent. The settlement requires Google, which is the YouTube parent company, and YouTube to pay $136 million to the FTC and $34 million to New York for violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Opponents of the deal say it's not enough to curb what they see as harmful practices. Meanwhile, YouTube followed up with a statement saying it's taking necessary steps to look into its child privacy practice. And finally, we found this for you. We all know that we always don't get along with everybody, but fostering a good relationship with your boss is crucial, at least for the sake of your career. Recently, CNN shared some tips for turning it around when you're just not getting along, including 1, not complaining to your colleagues about it, 2, studying and then adjusting to your manager's working style, 3, finding something you have in common, and 4, doing whatever you can to make their lives a bit easier. The bottom line is it's not wise to force the situation. Take your time and adjust. Which brings us to employee retention issues. And coming up next, a conversation with Ro Crosby from Tarot International about tips that you can use to enhance the opportunity that your good employees don't leave. What is it that you can do professionally, and you'll even learn personally, that will keep folks from leaving? All that with Ro Crosby is coming up next on this edition of the Business News Headlines.